In my family, we have a lot of helps, and every household chore is being done by them outside of me. Now I believe I'm ready for marriage, but I cannot cook. What do I do? Three people should jump out. Yes, 1, 2, 3. That's all. Nobody should come again. Don't. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. All right, come. What do I do? What should this lady do? Is there any of you guys here that is ready to marry her? She cannot cook. She can't clean the house. Somebody mops and washes the toilet and arranges the parlor.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Sir?
So should a man learn how to cook?
That's why they have come out to talk, sir. Should we go ahead? Okay, can two sisters come? In defense of the sister or against, whichever way. So two sisters are here. What do you have to say, sir? Sharp, or if you are going to talk round and round.
I think he's ready without being prepared. There's a difference between ready and being prepared. He's ready, but he's not prepared. He needs to go and prepare himself than being ready.
Child, she's ready, but she's not prepared. This is a serious matter. Okay, what do you have to say?
Praise the Lord. What I want to say is that if truly she's a woman, what we really know that when a woman wants to come to marriage, one, what we see is character first. And secondly, she must know how to cook. So if she knows how to cook, who wants to cook? Is it a man? So she's not ready for marriage.
So are you saying that the man cannot cook? What do you mean? All right. But we're making headway. Sisters, are you listening? It's not only your mommy and your daddy that are talking now. Sisters, are you hearing the men that should marry you? Hear what they have to say.
Praise the Lord. From what we heard here, she's being sincere.
She's being sincere.
Yes. Mm. So that now, she should give herself time. Maybe look for someone, an auntie or a relation that she know that will look at her face.
What a wise man.
Go and sit on that seat with her for 3 or 6 months. She will learn.
Did you hear what he said? You didn't hear. Wait. Come. He said that that lady is being sincere. The lady is being sincere. But, you know, we have to do this talk show in a parents meeting or a couples meeting as well. Because I think that the parents are part of not helping the young ladies to know how to cook and how to clean house. But wait, what did he say? He said that this lady should do what? Look for somebody like an auntie or somebody and go and stay in the person's house for like 6 months and learn how to cook. Why are you shaking your hand? Come, why? Will it not help her?
There are some aunties that are very mean. When they say you want to get married, they don't want to spoil that marriage. You understand?
No, we are not waiting for you to see the husband yet.
I just feel the best way, if you really like her, you want her to know how to cook, take her to a catering school.
Catering school will not solve it, oh. Catering school will not solve it, oh. If it is a matter of catering school, then those that do home economics in cook and learn to cook. We should go to catering school. Come. No, but it's true. Catering school might help. Praise the Lord. But this young man has got a point. So can we marry it? Can we extrapolate from it? You wait first. I'm going to take your point and I'll add some other points. Yes.
Praise the Lord. My name is Freedom.
Thank you for telling us your name.
Thank you, ma'am. First of all, I want to say that a portion of the blame should be given to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say again that the issue of cooking is not meant for a woman only or a man.
Clap for yourself. Okay, but because continue.
The reason for that point is this. When God created man, he created Adam first. So I saw it that if cooking is learnable, probably Eve might have learned how to cook from Adam. So when a woman don't know how to cook, and when a man don't know how to cook, it should not say that my wife only. So both man and woman should know how to cook, but a woman...
Okay, thank you, Freedom. Thank you, Freedom. He sounds more like a women freedom man, a women lib man. Praise God. His theory is that...
What Freedom is saying is a very serious matter. He said he thinks that
the woman Eve should learn cooking from Adam.
Because Adam was eating before Eve. Okay, Freedom, do you know how to cook?
Yes, sir. Very well.
What kind of soup you cook?
I came from Igbo and Osuka. We like ayaraya very well. We have different kinds of ayaraya. We use this cassava to do ayaraya. We use this maize to do ayaraya. We use the cocoyam to do ayaraya. I can cook all of this. I can cook soup, all manner of soup.
Wait, Freedom, come first. All the people hugging Freedom. But
you
don't you think...
Okay, and you too.
You know how to cook, Emeka?
Yes.
You know how to cook, but let me ask you,
Yes.
You know how to cook.
Yes.
But your wife, because you are married now, supposing as you married her, she didn't know how to cook, what will you do?
For example, there is this this thing we should prepare in the Enugu, called Abacha. My wife doesn't know how to prepare it like Enugu people. She knows how to prepare it like Anambra people. Anatsuzuki, I wish
she even knew two styles.
So, Anatsuzuki, no problem. What I'm going to do is that since you don't know how to do that one, I will teach you how to do that one. And that's what I think a man's supposed to do when you know how to do it.
But let me ask you, supposing you marry now and your wife cannot cook anything at all, what will you do?
Oh, by the grace of God, I don't pray for that. But
he has answered the question. No need to continue with him. Freedom, no need to continue. Does anybody have anything to say? One more thing, then we'll go. sit down. My time is almost up.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I believe I can go with what Freedom says. Like I myself, I was taught how to cook by my mother. But that doesn't give any woman that wants to get married the right to stay reluctantly without learning how to cook.
Clap for yourself. Yes.
It's a pity to that lady, but the only advice I have for that lady is that food is a man's strength. When my husband is angry with me, I cook his best meal. That's the only way he can forgive me. You say, honey, this food is sweet. And before you know, the anger just evaporates.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. To me, my own advice to that lady is that for her, let her bring herself so low and make friends with the housemaid.
Mm-hmm.
Let her learn from the housemaid
how
to clean, how to cook, and make friends with them. They'll teach her before she go into marriage.
Correct. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So we want to arrive at a balance. And the balance is, if the lady is at this age now, and doesn't know how to cook, please, mind you, we are not talking of just cooking. We are talking about keeping house. We are talking about knowing how to wake up in the morning and keep your room clean. Make your bed. How to ensure that you are not using the same bed sheet for 3-4 days without washing. We are talking about learning how to wash your toilets and keeping your environment clean. Minus just the cooking. And you see, it's not just about cooking, as in, I know how to cook a goosey soup, and I know how to cook ogbono, and I know how to cook okra, and I know how to cook vegetable, and jollof rice, and fried rice. That's not the issue. The issue is being able to coordinate yourself to arrange your cooking. Arrange your house. You know when to wake up. You know when to start cooking. You know when the meal is done. You know how to have it served. You know how to clean up and still go to office on time and come back on time and go to church and come back from church. Are you understanding, ladies, what I'm talking about? So this brother has given us a very wise counsel, but we're going to extrapolate from it. He says the lady is being very sincere, and I agree with him because I'm aware that there are a number of people looking at me now who fall into that position. But he has advised that she should get somebody who she will sit under and learn. Isn't that? Thank you very much for your wise advice. Because he can cook. Daddy is asking whether he can help to teach some people. Praise the Lord. You can go back to your seat. Bottom line is, beloved sisters and beloved brothers, because the other man too says he can cook. And the truth is, being domesticated is a vital necessity for every human being. It's vital. The worst that can happen is to stand up with a determination. I must learn this thing. We are supposed to have a session with parents soon, and from the youth chapel, I was approached and told that someone came lamenting because a lady says the only thing she knows how to cook is Indomie. Now that's a disaster. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. So it's something that must be attended to. A virtuous woman, who can find? That's what scripture says. Her price is far above rubies. Far above rubies. It is not your face. It is not your figure. It is not how well you can balance yourself on 6 inches heels. It's not how well you can manicure your nails and pedicure your toes. The other young man said character and then being able to take care of a home. Sisters, I want to make a call to you to rise up, to learn how to care for your home. Learn how to be domesticated. Learn how to do the things that need to be done. The truth is, if your house is full of domestic staff and house help, everybody is there and they are being paid, so they won't stop their work so that you can see chance to cook and clean. It's you that will make up your mind, I want to learn this thing, so I'm going to go out of my way to do it. Another option is to ask them to excuse you for a season. Or, when you have mastered it for a while, you can ask them to excuse you for a season so that you can handle it for a season. But it is vital, and we cannot overemphasize it. My dear sister, I agree with you. There are many wicked aunties. There are many wicked people. We are not talking now about you learning to cook 1 month to when you are about to marry. That one won't work. We are not talking about a rush program. We are talking about you adopting it as a lifestyle from now. All right? So, worst case scenario is you don't need to go to your auntie. You have your own house. In that your own house, you know, the brother is talking, and maybe he doesn't know the angle, but that was his suggestion. You don't need to go anywhere. Your own house, your own parents' house, or if you are living on your own now, your own one room. There are ladies that if they go to squat with somebody, they will drive them away. Because they don't know what to do. They will wake up in the morning, won't dress their bed. Everywhere is in a mess. And you are squatting in somebody's house. After after a while, the person will come and say, Sister Joy, how are you? How was service today? You see, my cousin is coming from Owerri. And she's coming tomorrow. So, and there's no accommodation in town. Please, can you move out? No cousin is coming, no. But she's tired of your dirtiness. As soon as you have money, she will know the day you have money. That day you go and buy suya, buy indomie, and buy akara. Sit in one corner, eat and come back. Rather than buy ingredients and cook food together in the house. There are practices you practice now that will influence you when you get married. There are women who are married today and this is my own. That is his own. You cannot survive in a home of my own, your own. Marriage is a union. You need to learn to do things together. And if you cannot do things together now when you are living with another sister, is it when you are living with a husband that you will do anything with him? Praise the Lord. I see somebody moving forward. Is there any sister that is going to become domesticated? Tell your neighbor, I don't have to go to catering school. Tell another person, I don't have to go to an auntie's house. I'm going to start today. In the name of Jesus. And finally, brothers, it's not only women that should know how to cook. You know what? When we got married, though, can you see this, my macho husband? When we were first married, when I was first pregnant for our first child, I couldn't cook for myself. I couldn't do very much after some months because there was this affliction cough. Daddy has preached about it. Do you know Daddy will cook a goosey soup for me? Oh. Very sweet. Very what? Sweet. He knows how to cook. But as he is now, is something wrong with me to say, come to kitchen and come and cook? No. Even he has provided people to help me do the work so I can face other works. Are you understanding me? But the issue is, he knows what to do. So when you present a bad food, he knows what is bad. Sisters, did you hear me? If you like, say, oh no, I can afford it. I'll rent myself a cook. And I'll get myself a house help. And you know, there are laundry men in town. I'll take his clothes to the laundry. Because if I wash, I'll mess up my nail polish. Somebody jump up on your feet and shout a loud hallelujah. Walk to three people, tell them, I shall be the best wife, I shall be the best husband. Praise the Lord. Please, you may be seated.